Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Today, I want to give you a tip for kinesthetic awareness, kind of mobility and movement tip that I've been reminded of recently that's well-backed. So what this tip is about is for your body to really have better balance because it's in the positions it's supposed to be in. Now, this is the general idea, the idea that your body has to be in a better position so that the proper primary movers of any particular movement are what is moving you. This is the main topic, the main idea of a book that I cannot recommend highly enough, Peter Gioscu's Pain Free. And so these exercises actually are in Pain Free, but I was reminded of them today because I saw them in an email. And the email was referring to a Harvard study that said these movements can help your balance. And so what happens with a lot of people is that your body is very adaptive. It can move in a variety of ways. But if you're not moving in the main primary, using the primary mover for any particular movement, then that's not really the way to use your body without it wearing out over time. So the classic example of this is just imagine you see, it's usually a pretty heavy guy, but not necessarily that. And you see them kind of pulling the inside of their upper thigh, the inside of their thigh straight forward. They're kind of walking by kind of pulling with their inside of the thigh is facing forward. And they're kind of pulling it forward with their leg way out and just kind of I don't want to say hobbling, and it's not exactly that, but they're not moving with their toe to the front. Their toe is way out, and they're moving with kind of a straight leg and leading with the inside of their thigh. That is not using a primary mover at all. That should be at most just some muscles that help things out. And so these are the types of things that if you read Peter Gioscu is going to become clear to you that you've got to get in these positions. Now, Gioscu doesn't so much talk about exercises to correct this, so much as movements. It's not like it's physically hard exercise. It's positions and movements. And so without further ado, there's only two exercises that I'm going to remind you of here. One is that it's just ankle rotation. So it's kind of letting your body remember how important rotation and how alive ankle is in order to be springy, in order to have balance. And so what this movement is to just rotate the ankle. So for instance, be in a chair, have both feet on the ground. When you have both feet on the ground, you just lift one foot up. You know, you just pull that leg up. You don't have to straighten the leg. You just pull the leg up. Now that the foot is off the ground, you go ahead and rotate it as big of a circles as you can, 15 to 30 times. You can think of rotating right at the ankle, or if that's kind of odd to you, it turns out that also turns into a circle that the big toe makes. But it's not that you're trying to move the big toe. It's that you are moving the ankle and the toe happens to draw a circle. So you're going to go 15 or 30 times in one direction, 15 or 30 times in another direction. This helps to waken up your ankle, if you will. And so you do that with the other foot as well. And the other thing you're going to do, Peter Gioscu has this, and I've been a runner. I've had some decent kinesthetic awareness. I remember the first time I did this, it was surprising to me. So this time you're going to lift up a foot and keep that foot and that leg straight in alignment and your foot in alignment with your thigh, if you will. All I mean by that is in the same direction that your knee is pointing, that should be where your toes are pointing, right? You don't have to have your leg straight. It's just that if your knee is pointing straight out from you, your toes are pointing straight out from you. Now, all I want you to do is a gas pedal motion, but as big as you can. So you're going to push down the gas pedal as far as you can. If you want to think of it another way, you push your toe as far away from you as you can. Your heel comes as close to you as you can. And then pull it back up as far as you can. Pull your toe up towards your kneecap as far as you can. And make that motion just straight down and straight up. And you do that 15 to 30 times. And you do that with both feet. Now, what I found is that one foot or the other, this is what surprised me, the motion that when I went to do this was not a straight up and down motion. Like, I really did have to concentrate to make that motion not have a little bit of sideways movement. So do both of those things, and that's going to help your alignment. There are other things too, but that's a basic and a Harvard study covered. I added the gas pedal thing off of the Pete Egoscue book, Pain Free. The Harvard study, though, did refer to the ankle rotations and said that that helped balance significantly. So again, what it's kind of doing is reminding your body to have a live ankle, right? That the ankle does serve a purpose, that it's kind of a feedback mechanism to the rest of your strides. All right, guys, I'm going to put up some other episodes this whole week. So look, I might even put up more of a political one tonight. Had a pretty busy weekend and want to put up several episodes. So look for those, like and follow on whatever platform you have. And if you'd like to give any feedback or thoughts or comments or suggestions, then please look on the bottom of the email. I'm sorry, in the episode description, and you'll see my email there, but it is TysonHarley1776@duck.com. All right, guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening.